Our reading from the Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "Be sure of this. If the master of the house had known the hour when the thief was coming, he would not have let his house be broken into. You also must be prepared, for at an hour you do not expect, the Son of Man will come." Then Peter said, "Lord, is this parable meant for us or for everyone?" And the Lord replied, "Who then is the faithful and prudent steward whom the master will put in charge of his servants to distribute the food allowance at the proper time? Blessed is that servant whom his master on arrival finds doing so. Truly I say to you, he will put that servant in charge of all property. But if that servant says to himself, 'My master is delayed in coming,' and begins to beat the men servants and the maid servants to eat and drink and get drunk, then that servant's master will come on an unexpected day at an unknown hour and will punish the servant severely and assign him a place with the unfaithful. That servant who knew his master's will, but did not make preparations nor act in accord with his will, shall be beaten severely. And the servant who was ignorant of his master's will, but acted in a way deserving of a severe beating, shall be beaten only lightly. Much will be required of the person entrusted with much, and still more will be demanded of the person entrusted with more." The Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Do you have a Facebook page? If you do, do you know how many friends you have today? I know some people on Facebook who have 300 or 648 or even more friends. Who is kidding whom? Though Facebook uses the word friend, it certainly minimizes the concept when they become the hundreds. It minimizes the authenticity and the reality of the truth of the relationship described with the word friend. Friend means more than being part of a cast of tens, hundreds, or thousands. Friendship has layers of depth and takes time to develop. We all know this. We know that while we may think of many people as our friends, when it comes down to it, we are blessed to be able to honestly conclude there are one, two, or maybe even three or four persons who would reciprocate the feelings, availability, sacrifice and commitment to us as we would offer to them. In fact, there are very few who would reciprocate and not expect more in return. That is a friend. It is an immature concept that one has 648 friends. That is not possible. It is not healthy. It is not honest. It is what children like to believe. It is childish. As we know, we are called to be childlike in our faith, not childish. There are 59 verses in chapter 12 of Luke. Today we are near the end. We are in verses 39 through 48. To have a clear understanding of these verses, we need to remember what is happening from the beginning of chapter 12. The chapter begins with a description of who is listening to Jesus. In verse 1, we hear, that it is a crowd of thousands, so dense that they are treading on one another. And within the very same first verse, very clearly stated, it says that Jesus began to speak first to his disciples. So the crowds then are observing, and Jesus is speaking to his disciples. In verse 4, he uses this phrase, "I say to you who are my friends, do not be afraid." The curious piece is that this phrase, "my friends," is not used in any other place in the Synoptic Gospels, but here, in this passage in Luke. That fact in itself contextualizes today's Gospel in a critical way. Either we are observing Jesus as part of a crowd, at a distance, without a personal connection or relationship, or we are someone he's addressing, not just as friend, but as my friend. In verse 13, a person from the crowd addresses Jesus. Notice that it is a person from the crowd. He is still a part of the crowd. In verse 14, Jesus addresses this person and continues addressing the crowd through this answer to this person, through verse 21. In verse 22, he turns to address his disciples, his friends. In today's passage, verse 41, Peter asks, "Do you intend this parable for us, Lord, or for everyone?" I would like to suggest that this progression of Jesus speaking first to the disciples, then using the phrase, "my friends," responding again to a voice from the crowd, and then turning once again back to his friends, with Peter asking, "Is this meant for me?" I'd like to suggest that this progression is the way the evangelist has for letting us decide who will we be in relationship with Jesus. Will we be part of the crowd, watching, listening, but staying on the periphery, with little personal commitment, counting on the safe anonymity of being one face among all faces? Or will we be a part of a smaller group, the group of disciples, ready to go out on a limb, actually choosing to follow Jesus in such a way that others know he and I know each other? My life is different, and you can expect me to be Christian. Or is my relationship with Jesus one that is like Peter's, in which Jesus can genuinely address me as my friend? As close of a relationship as we know that Peter has with Jesus after the resurrection. Part of a very small chosen few are the my friends of Jesus. These three levels of relationship are not so much about numbers as they are about the depth of intimacy, commitment, and mutuality one has with Christ. If we hear today's passage in isolation, we miss that there is a preceding parable. In that parable, the master who returns at an unexpected time finds his servants serving. And this master puts on an apron and reverses the roles. He waits on them at table. They then are in the role of master. He then takes the role of servant. This is a relationship of mutuality. So let us listen today to this passage as a confirmation of an adult understanding of the friendship, close, intimate, mutual friendship. This kind of friendship with Jesus is filled with responsibility. Intimate friendship with Jesus is not just about hanging out and enjoying each other. It is about solid behavioral responsibilities. The deeper, more genuine, and intimate the relationship, the friendship is with Jesus, the more responsibility we have to live the gospel. It is not the Facebook concept of confirming our relationship with the click of a mouse. To those who have been given much, much will be expected. To those who have been given more, more will be expected. A relationship with Jesus based on pious devotion is a start, but only a start. A relationship with Christ based on piety and behavior changes is discipleship behavior. But a relationship with Christ based on piety, behavior changes, and the ever-growing, increasing availability of deepening that relationship by remaining wide awake and ready to serve and respond at a moment's notice, whatever the cost, this is a mutual, intimate relationship. One that can be named not just friend, but my friend. The choice is ours. Jesus is here, waiting, wide awake, ready to take the apron from us and to put it on himself. What will we choose for our relationship with him? Will we be in the crowd, staying safely anonymous? Or will we be closer than that? Or will we choose to be even closer than that?